Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, happy holidays.
Oh, happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
A few of my friends and I just wanted to say happy holidays and wish you all the best over the season. Keep in touch. Let's see each other in the new year. Enjoy some time off. I know I will.
Warning. Warning. White girl about to drop it like it's hot. In 3, 2, 1.
Happy holidays, everyone. Whatever you're celebrating, we hope that you and your family enjoy lots of wonderful time together and some much-needed time off. I think that's what I'm going to enjoy the most, although it feels like one of the busiest Decembers ever for some reason. Even though things are slowing down for the economy, things are still quite busy in the voice field, so we're really proud of that, and hopefully that maintains. Everyone prepare for a slow January. This is something really important within your voice career that you need to prepare for when your hiatus time comes, so that's your time off. The middle of December can be quite busy just because a lot of Christmas spots and things like that, and then about the mid-December, it's going to really start to slow down, and then we're going to see it really deaden, as most industries do over the Christmas holidays, then start picking up in January. A lot of us have dead Januaries. Although a couple years in a row now, I've had some extremely busy January, so you just never know where this will go. But that's really important for you if you're a full-time voice talent to keep your finances in check this way. I will make sure that I have 2 months worth of bill money kept up so that in case that time is slow, I'm prepared. Always have some savings, everyone. Now, that being said, it is the season, and we have a wonderful idea for you, for your family, for yourself. Great hints to give. Just send them our email, and we'll take care of them. But some Mike and Me gift certificates, also known as Shanty Bucks. So we'd love to get you some gift certificates in any denomination, and it's good towards any of our products, any session times, and our workshops as well. So there's always time for gift certificates. We had a super last 3 months with workshops. We toured a lot of cities across Canada, and we're now touring into the U.S., and we just happen to be in L.A. for a few days, so it's working out really well that we're putting in a quick little workshop. So we're really excited about that. Now, I myself have had a crazy month, but I'm going to skip all that this month. I've been very busy with voice projects, which has been fantastic. So now I'm back on track, voicing a ton. I now have an ISDN line. I'm so excited about that. I'm very behind. I should have had it a long time ago. Just wasn't in the cards for me at that time, and now it is. For those of you that don't know what ISDN is, ISDN allows me to record at home through my microphone system into a box called an ISDN box. In this particular case, I brought a Prima LT. The studio in New York, let's say, as I'm recording in Vancouver, can record me real time, however good a quality my studio setup is here. So it just allows us to do bigger projects from home. So I'm on board and ready to rock. We'll be launching that in January. For those of you that are interested in looking at ISDN, you shouldn't be looking at it unless you are a full-time voice talent, someone who's very experienced in the industry, because those are the type of jobs that are going to come your way. Secondly, David Goldberg of Edge Studios was on a teleseminar just recently through VoiceOver Directory, and he talked about ISDN, and his prediction, or their prediction, is that in about 5 years, ISDN won't be as needed because we've really switched over to software-type recording now, going through programs such as Source Connect. They still have a little bit of issues with programs such as Source Connect, but it's working really well, so once they get all those bugs out, they figure in about 5 years, we'll be looking at other systems or other setups to record real-time in someone else's studio via ours. So if you're looking at investing in an ISDN, make sure you can justify the cost. It is expensive. Mine has cost me about $137 a month to run. In the States, you're looking at about $60, $70 a month, but that's because they're a little more advanced than we are here in Canada. I've heard of some people who aren't on a contract situation with their service provider. They're paying $197 a month for the service. Then you also have to pay for the box itself, so it can get pricey. Again, just make sure you can justify it. Are you going to have enough work within that time frame to be able to justify buying that piece of equipment if you never ever use it again come 5 years from now? Just something to keep in mind.